You see, only the real fighters win the war. Not all those people who are added up there, you see, they get just cut into pieces by weapons, and they are called gunpowder. So in like manner, I don't really want so many people at a time. Out of that, if I can get certain number, that is more essential, more important to me.
I've heard it said that any exposure to, most people aren't ready for spirituality, but just hearing Baba's name or any exposure to Baba will help them. So that's the reason for the publicity, somebody told me that.
Publicity should be done. You say?
Well, this person said that it should be done because just seeing Baba's picture, hearing Baba's name will help a person who's not yet ready for spirituality, but will help them advance in their evolution.
Have you understood? I do not got the question exactly.
She's saying that she had heard that if a person just sees Baba's face or just hears his name, that it can be an important step for them. And so even if they aren't ready to accept Baba or know much about him, it's fine, and that's a justification for publicity.
So the publicity of the city should be done.
I was just asking you if that's a reason why it should be.
Yes, because Baba had said so himself. Let even my name go to their ears. Let them only know about me. He said that. All the transformation that takes place in the hearts of people, it cannot be immediately evidenced by us. We are not able to notice it all at once. It may take place gradually. Baba says, I sow the seed of love in human heart. So the seed takes time to fructify and grow. It's a very difficult thing. What does Phyllis have to say? Ask her.
I remember that Baba said, just hearing my name is great. And so that's why I've always tried to do more public things.
Yeah, right.
It's easy to sit back and say, oh, I have Baba. I'm a Baba lover. But what about how you heard of him? If Narina hadn't gotten up and given her talk, I never would have heard of Baba.
That is it. Will you be prepared for that?
To do that?
Huh?
I'd like to.
So go in for it. Why not? I couldn't do that before. When Baba was there in the body, he so many times asked me to talk. And I was very nervous. I used to become very self-conscious. But then later on, he gave me the strength. When 1956, he called me to go and attend the press conference, and I showed my hesitance, and he said, go forward like this. From that time, all my diffidence, I forgot, and I started talking, whether right or wrong.
I meant things like getting
books. Anyway, I'm saying something else. Yeah, you are right, what you said. Anything more? Yes.
Adi, in the committee meetings, everybody feels very strongly about their point of view. And some...
Yes.
And some people feel that they hear Baba's voice in a special way, in a way that is unique. And they say that Baba speaks to me, underline me, that speaks to me very specially, and... if people don't agree with them, then they feel that those people who don't agree with them haven't really heard Baba's voice and aren't attuned to Baba.
Now let me tell you about this. I will have to elaborate upon it a little.
Please.
Yes. In all our years of contact, when Baba left his body in 1969, 31st of January, up to that point I only reckon, that is 47 years. And if until today, I consider my contact with Baba, it will be 54 years. There is such a thing that we hear the voices. I don't say it is wrong. I don't say it is false. But it is entirely personal. And it should be kept within oneself. It should not be revealed to anybody at all. This is what I have learned from Baba. Because he did not give any importance to these voices heard. A man hears and comes out and tells to the public or to anybody that I am hearing this voice. It is entirely a personal thing. It has to be kept by him, by the person concerned. And it should be nurtured by him. On the other hand, what happens is that if he goes on revealing or telling anybody, the voice which may be cunning will be stopped. It won't come anymore. I am telling you from my experience. It has its own importance, but it is entirely personal. It has to be kept with the person concerned. Even, sir, yogic experiences of the yoga, Baba, so many yogis had come in contact with Baba to get certain their points clarified and all that. Baba says, you do not reveal your experiences to anybody. They are entirely personal, they should be kept with you. So also Baba said, your love for me should not be demonstrated at any time. He went to such an extent and say that any man who demonstrates his or love for me is an insult to that love. It should not be done. But under some circumstances, a person is so soft-minded or so gets overwhelmed with emotions that the person cannot help and she bursts out into tears. Of course, Baba says that if the person cannot help it and she does it. But it should not be done at all. It is something like this, I will tell you. Take for instance the divine wine. One person takes a peg of divine wine and starts jumping. Oh, everybody says he's a great master, he's a great master. Maybe he's a avatar, he's a perfect master, he's this and that. And a personage like Baba has drunk the whole bottle and keeps absolutely balanced. So others look at him and say, what is he? There's no spirituality in him at all. Because he doesn't move, he doesn't dance, he looks very normal. As if spirituality cannot exist in normalcy. It has to have a weird appearance. This is the wrong idea of spirituality. Or the man has to sit so in such a grave mood, with raised eyes and flowing hair and all that, and sort of a meditation, a demonstration of all his state of consciousness, whatever he is in, and that is spirituality. It is not that. Yes, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I wanted to make a comment to that. I think that in any group activity where there is a body or a number of individuals who for 1 year at a time, we elect officers once every year, and that, so that there is a group, a small number of people that has taken a specific responsibility for conducting the affairs of the center for 1 year, that there are certainly, there is certain that there are going to be differences of opinion. I don't think that's bad, I think it's good. And I think that in secular groups, I've encountered it through past years, and in other spiritual groups before I learned of Meher Baba. I don't think that's bad at all. I think it's that we don't need to get angry with each other about it. I don't feel that there's any boasting or any talking down in our representative group at all.
No, the difficulty may arise, I think so.
Pardon me?
Difficulty may arise.
This doesn't work.
I have to know what he says.
Why don't you sit closer, Neva? Maybe we're non-destiny.
No, it's something in the room. It just depends. I've had my ears examined.
She has a hearing problem, Marty.
Ah, that's a trouble.
Don't claim a hearing problem for me.
I'm sorry, Neva. That was my fault. I was trying to facilitate communication.
No, that is all right. Now let's forget about it. Now, I shall explain the situation. I don't think it is a problem for anyone to express one's thoughts. one can easily and very freely express the thoughts, and those thoughts should be discussed in the meeting, and whatever decision the meeting eventually takes, either unanimously or through the majority of votes, if it comes to that. In our trust, we do the same thing. Do not think that we are running the trust without any differences. There are a handful of 10%, 10 or 11 trustees. But we always discuss with each other and fight with each other. But we allow all of them to express their views, and then we come at a decision. And we usually take a unanimous decision. We do not allow it to be taken by majority of votes. And if it has to be, then we have to take a recourse to the majority. And when the majority decides, then the man who has suggested, the person who has suggested a certain change, and if it is not responded through the unanimous decision or the majority decision from the meeting, the person should not have any objection. It has to agree.
Well, we operate on a majority decision. And
that's
I don't feel that, for example, in a recent meeting, there were two, it was 5-2, and I was one of the two, but I wasn't mad about it.
That's all right. So the problem, where is the problem? The problem doesn't exist.
I don't think there's any problem.
No, but you had asked me this question. I do not know. So I have to say the problem doesn't exist.
This is normal.
Yes, this is normal. This, yes?
I have a question about the content of a meeting. Should the Baba group, it's called a Mayor Baba group, should they allow other individuals, say from Buddhism, or have other philosophies to present, a talk about the other philosophy there, or should they just stick to Mayor Baba's name?
Mm.
Or should they allow a lecture about psychicism or astrology or anything?
No, let me tell you that. I don't say Buddhism is bad, I don't say psychicism is bad or anything is bad. They are all right, good in their own places. But in our meetings, in our hall, in our center, only Mehru Baba things should be talked about, discussed and sung. Or else it becomes a distraction. We have tried this, some of the centers, and they have grossly failed. And so far, my advice is concerned, I absolutely disallow them to do this. Because I was myself very adjusting, I had not the least objection, but I came to the conclusion that it was falling apart. Because our organization is a new one. It is like a small plant. We have to look after it. We have to hedge it all around. Otherwise a cow or a buffalo will come or a goat will come and eat it away. We have to see that it grows. When it becomes strong, then it can expose itself to Buddhism or 10 Buddhism or 10,000 Muslimism or whatever it is. But not now. That is the position. One man asked me in Hyderabad, it's a very big place, one of the big towns of India. I used to go there often for talks. The man said, a group head here, he insists upon me in my prayer room to only keep Mehru Baba's photo, not the photos of so many other avatars. What do we have to say? I have not listened to him. What do you have to say, Adi? I said, it was all right that you did not listen to him. You can keep all the photos. But if you ask me, if I were you, I would not do it. Why? Because you are already concentrating upon Mehru Baba. You have not done it enough. In the meantime, you divert yourself and go to Buddhism or go to somewhere else. I do not know whether, as the saying is, na khudai mila na visale sanam na idhar ke rahe na udhar ke rahe. I do not know. I could not get the God, I could not get the world, I could not get this avatar, I could not get that avatar, and I am suspended between all. That is. Why? Because ours is the most modern, the new thing. It is like a plant, it has to be grown. So we have to nurture it and look after it. We should not expose ourselves like this. It is not bad, it is all good. Why? Buddha, Baba says, I was Buddha, he says, I was Christ. But today is Mehru Baba. So there is no reason for me to go back again and expose myself to all those things. It is not bad. I can do it because I have become hardened, seasoned. 10,000 pictures on my head will not change me. But it will not be so for an infant who is there. Yes, you, what do you have to say? You.
Sometimes people confuse one-pointedness with closed-mindedness. That kind of attitude is one-pointedness, not being closed-minded. What you just said.
Yes, one-pointedness is definitely not closed-mindedness. Shall I give you another example about this?
Yeah.
I have not thought out. I don't know, Baba gives me the thought straight away now. We have to be very practical. For all the things that we do in the world, we have to do in a practical way. And Meher Baba has said that my spirituality is also practical. I will give you an example. Supposing I've got a son and the son is ill and I have to put him into a hospital. At the same time, the son of my neighbor is also ill and he also requires hospitalization. My neighbor is very poor man, he can't hospitalize, I can't send the poor, put him into the hospital. And I have only money enough for my own son. What would a practical man do? He would spend money on his own son. And if he goes out of his way to spend money on the son of somebody else, then what happens? He frustrates himself. So we have to look after our own things. Even so far, Baba's work is concerned. Because it's not a personal work. This example I have given is rather personal. It may not be very befitting to the situation. But Baba's work is not personal work. It is eventually for the entire humanity. Your humanity may not recognize it today. It will recognize tomorrow. So it is an impersonal work for which I have to take personal care today. At this stage, I am not able to do. If it develops, goes further, then I can be exposed to any influence. I will have well established myself, but not now. What do you have to say, sir?
You answered the question.
Mm.
Can I ask a question of the group? Is there anything else the committee has recently had difficulty deciding that they might want to ask Adi about? I should have looked at the minutes, actually.
This is the time. Who has the copies of the minutes of our meeting?
Yes, what's been tabled over for the next discussion?
I don't think we're having troubles, Jack. I think there's a slight misconception here.
No trouble.
No, there's one thing that happened.
Then listen. In the meantime, excuse my interruption. Then Jack Smart wants to create some trouble, huh?
I'm implying that. I can't speak for the retreat committee or the relocation, but the board of directors, I believe, are not having.
Yes. Yes.
One thing happened. An individual came forward with a plan. We are looking for a new center. We need money. And the individual had the idea of asking one Ravi Basho, who may be known to you, to do a concert for us, if possible, a benefit concert. And Ravi was amenable. He said, fine, I'll do it. The concert, everything then was given into this one particular person's hands. They said, you take care of it. We'll give you the responsibility. You organize the concert. Concert came off. As an adjunct to the concert, there were two other musicians who were known to most everybody who were allowed and were decided by that individual in charge to play after the concert as kind of a nice way to let the whole thing come out. And there was some friction later, it was felt that these two other musicians were not authorized. So they threw the whole concert. They didn't like the type of music that was played. So they felt that that should have been brought up to the whole committee. Whereas initially it was given in one person's hands. So the question is, if it's all given into one person's hands, is that it? That should be it.
Hmm.
And not then brought up later, maybe, perhaps.
But when it was given to one person, was it given through the decision of the committee or just bypassed the committee and the one person was appointed?
Audie, may I say something?
Yes.
Because I was that one person.
Wonderful.
What happened is I did write a letter to the committee telling them about the project and asking them, did they think it was a good idea, et cetera, et cetera. If so, Robbie and I would go ahead. You know, I didn't say if so we would go ahead with the plans. I said I thought it was a good idea for the center and the money could be used for
relocation. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And the money could be used for relocation.
Mm.
So anyway, the committee, I was not at the committee meeting. I sent a letter, but I understood that the committee voted that it would be an okay thing to do. And then they decided that I could take care of it. And I did have a feeling about that. I felt that it was the project was for relocation, and there are two issues being addressed here. The project was for relocation, and we had a relocation committee, yet the whole thing was thrown in my lap, and I found myself pretty much having to ask the assistance of others, where I assumed that automatically the relocation committee would work with me on it, since the project was for relocation.
Mm.
Now, Paul is speaking of something that goes beyond that particular problem.
No, but let's address that problem.
What's the problem?
I'm trying not to be vague.
No, if the problem is not there, let us create it. For the matter of discussion.
The answer to your question, the committee did vote that I the one person should do it.
Not the committee, yes, yes.
I think what the main problem that came up was when somebody has been given authority by the committee
right.
to do a project, and they make decisions then nobody should kick back all kinds of criticism and negativity.
Right. That's wrong.
Negativity done
that should not be done. That should not be done.
When the person is
If there was any negativity, it should have been expressed in the committee itself. But when the decision is taken, they should abide by the decision. Right?
Within reason, I would think that the committee who authorizes the individual always has the power to, channel or re-guide that authorization.
But then again, the committee should convene a meeting and do it offhand like this.
Right, it shouldn't be offhand.
It's the committee's fault for not defining the person's responsibilities.
Right.
Not the
parameters. Right. The person's been working. So it's the committee's fault.
Yeah, and to take action in the middle of a person's performance.
To take action in the middle of the performance.
Yeah.
No, that's bad. No, that's absolutely not advisable.
But what I'm trying to say, too, is that when someone has done their best, I don't think that at the end of that, all that negativity should be dumped on them. I felt very bad.
No, that's wrong. I don't agree to this.
It spoils people for doing
any future
doing work. Somebody comes in and they're enthusiastic about working for Baba. They take a project on. They're given the authority to do their best. And then when it's all over, there's some people who just love to find fault and pick it all apart and criticize and be negative. And it discourages the people from doing.
Absolutely. No, but such a criticism should also always be expressed in the meeting. Not after the decision at all. It is absolutely misplaced after that meeting. It should have been controlled at that time.
It's almost like I give somebody a beautiful rose and the person says, oh, there's a thorn there.
There's a thorn there.
Well, I'll just say one brief sentence. Yes. It's not quite as simple as it's been presented so far, and I think we've really put plenty of time on it myself. So I'm not going to add anything. It's not as simple as it's been described.
Yes.
So anyway, and it's past, and I think really we should forget it.
No, but such instances may arise in future, so we must have some agreement for the future decisions to take place, you see. It may not recur again. The past is past. The past should be forgotten. But we have to take precaution that it may not be repeated in future.
Next year you do another conference.
You come, you...
Next week!
You come to India, we will have you, we will give you a nice concert to be performed there.
Thank you.
I love Indian music. I wish we'd have a concert with Indian music.
So it will outwit all the injustices that may have been done to you here.
I must say this, somebody recently told me the financial status of the center, and I think it's one of the most successfully run centers anywhere in the country.
What?
That's amazing.
I'm the treasurer. Ah. How can you say that?
Well, we're pretty happy about it, anyway, so thank you.
At least assuming after the retreat.
It is something like your statement and his challenge reminds me of one saying. One poet says, Vasla hasil nahi to vasla ki arman hi sahi. If the union with God is not possible, let me enjoy the anticipation of the union. So he says it is perfect. You do not say it is perfect. So let us enjoy that it will become perfect tomorrow. Sometime in future. Yes.
What do you feel is some of the important things that a group or a center as large as ours could be doing for ourselves or Baba or however you want to put it?
What, Jack?
She wants to know what type of project specifically the center could do. Is that the question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we could do as a group. We're large.
After establishing your own physical center, like the Gong bookstore or place of meeting, after that, you mean?
No, projects for getting more money or for the propagation of Baba's name.
All those things.
Now, I think all of you men on the spot are should be better versed to do it than my suggestions. I who live 10,000 miles away from here and come once in 10 years, my suggestion could be of any use, because you are in the know for the entire situation. You should know what you should do. You should think out, meet together, discuss and think out, and form ways and means to do it. At least if I am concerned with India, I may be able to give some. Yes?
Well, Adi, we have two projects in the offing. One is definite, has been approved by a committee, and that is to have a book list to send out to public libraries and university libraries, and we have some people working on it. Mm. The other is something I talked to you about and you approved of it, and that is to have a newsletter to be sent out to our people, about 700 people we have on the mailing list. And I have suggested three sections for instance, just to give an idea that it could be outlined. One is information, which is news, like you are being here now, the retreat. And another section would be inspiration, Baba stories and poems and articles. And another would be revelation, Baba's teaching, quotes from Baba, selected, have somebody who has good taste. So we have at least those three sections. Information, inspiration, and revelation.
It's called the Awakener.
It would make sense. No, but it wouldn't be if you just three pages. And by the way, it's practical because I know two people who could do the printing free. And the fact is that I had given a job to one and she had done it free. I didn't know what to do. That's Susan Hurst.
I would like to hear from Phyllis what she has to say.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you really
want to
hear what I have to say?
Yes.
Turn the tape recorders off.
Tape recorders off. Off.
Well, a newsletter has always been a fine idea, and what he called a newsletter, which quotes
inaccurately things that have happened, accurately and inaccurately, and bits of personal gossip and personal affairs of others and so on, and it mixed in with Baba. And I get the phone calls, I get the kickback. How do you allow this?
A gossip page.
Baba gossip sheet, you know, Hollywood, what's her name? And it's been very disturbing to me, and I can't seem to stop Dana from doing this. And I'm afraid that any newsletter would, if it got into that, we just don't want it. It isn't suitable for us.
What do you have to say?
The committee has already decided that it will not do a newsletter.
No.
We have a correspondent who
Yes. I'm coming to that. What you have said. Yes, I'm coming to that. I want to ask Dana again about what he has to say.
Well, gossip is not necessarily can be eliminated. As a matter of fact, I have.
I don't consider it important.
I have eliminated it.
Now this is a committee meeting. I'm kidding. I remember this.
No, I don't gossip anymore.
I don't
that's
get
a joke. Yeah, I know, but
it's your typewriter,
right? No, but there's three sections.
Dana, if you feel like at any time gossiping, you write me that gossip. Write me a nice letter.
But as a matter of fact, I do gossip, but I do a little bit of
I see, you only gossip to a limit.
But a limited number of
30
people.
Yeah.
Well, that's a 30-page letter.
Now, let me tell you that everybody gossips in the world. There is no one without gossip. We have to just see to how many persons the gossip reaches. Further, sir?
Well, there could be a committee. I mean, there's no
question. The gossip committee.
No, I'm coming to that again, which we talked about some time ago, right in this meeting, that we have to put in the committee all our ideas, thrash out and discuss, threadbare. One can run at each other's throat. Without touching it. You can just go up to here, but don't touch the throat. And then recede again. And discuss and thrash out and decide through majority of votes or unanimously. And then abide by decision. Then, afterwards, no criticism should be there.
Right.
Or no suggestion should be. Yes.
Well, the committee
yes.
Did
well the reason I'm stressing and the reason I talked with Adi about this newsletter is this. And I explained to Adi. We're not going to have a center for a while, we're not going to have a bookstore, we're not going to be on the map, so to speak. And this will be a strategic time to give something into the home and the hands and heart of people from us and to show that we are operating, that we're dynamic and there's no vacation from Baba's work.
Right.
That would be one way to do it and it would be create goodwill. It would be more important, I think, more dynamic than what we're doing now. Having the bookstore, because very few people come in to the bookstore.
Well, it's much more than a bookstore, and just selling books or even having meetings isn't the sole purpose for the Southern California headquarters of the Mehr Baba movement.
Right, right.
And
what do you have to say?
We're not going to be out of business. None of us intend, the rest of us don't intend to be.
By the way, Adi's approval of Dana's idea was not a directive to everybody else. Approving Dana.
Well, Adi wished that I would have told him when we visited Phyllis, he would have talked to Phyllis about it. So that's why I bring it up.
No, I'm asking Phyllis again about it, after he expressed his thought.
Well, I think that we did have a committee meeting on this subject. If it is brought up again, we just vote on it again, discuss it again.
It has to be a group project. Everything has to be a group project. Yes?
You know, Adi, we run into the same problems that most organizations do. We all have good intentions, and we have all kinds of ideas how we can kind of like spread our good intentions and ideas and love around. But what we tend to forget is, one, it costs money to send all this stuff. We have to find the people who are willing to do all the work. And it does take a lot of time and effort, and especially in our group, it's always a small core of people. who keep coming back and doing one more job and one more job. If we had 1,000 people here who all would throw in 1,000,
wonderful, yes,
we could send out an awful lot of newsletters and all kinds of good stuff without any real burden. But we cannot honestly do those kind of things in the right spirit, in the right way.
You are right. That's why once I was also standard for doing Baba's work, and I had no money. So one day before sleeping, I got a very strong thought, and I dreamt that Baba gave me a seed, which I sowed, and the tree grew up within 5 minutes, and on the tree there were all dollar and rupees bills hanging. No, listen further. But Baba said, this is for you only to see, you can't touch it. So what's the good? What is the good? What purpose is served, Baba, for me? It's a great enticement for me. It is so tantalizing. You bring all the bills before me and you don't allow me to touch it. So in short, then Baba tells me, go the way it is being done now. Take the course and go forward. That is it. In the beginning, let me tell you that I had such fanciful ideas. At that time, nobody bothered about Baba's work. I was the one who began Baba's pictures, Baba's books, circulars, messages, films, everything. These buttons or lockets, as you call, you see. And one after another I started giving them up because I could not manage. And Baba wanted me to do that because Baba thought that I was trying to monopolize. I could have centralized the whole thing. But no. Even Baba's spirituality is based on democratic principles, that he did not give God realization to a single mandali man or woman, although they had lived with him for a number of years. So, what about this? It should be very democratic, it should all spread out. And button was given to Jal, something was given to somebody, something was given to somebody. And I am gradually getting very free, and I am very free, accepting that the books are there. When the time will come, I shall have to also renounce those books and give it to somebody. So, I have seen in all my experience that much as I wanted to do things, so many things, but it could only be done the way that Baba wanted. Baba did not express, he did not come in my way. He did not dampen my enthusiasm at all. But I could not go further. I had very tall ideas of doing things, but I could just go to a certain extent, and then eventually I had to submit myself that this is Baba's will and we have to go about. That doesn't mean that we should become lethargic. That doesn't mean that we should become idle. That doesn't mean that we should cease to put our efforts in it. No. After putting all our best efforts, most honestly, I should not have the least doubt within me that I have left something undone or I have not put in my best efforts. And then leave it to Baba. That's all. What else can I do? And one thing remember, Betty, she has gone. I think she should have heard this.
She'll be back in just a minute.
I think some people have questions, are using things like the Duni fire or saying prayers. And, you know, they say we're doing rituals and ceremonies again. And I was wondering how you feel.
Yes.
It'll be a big question in the next year.
It will be a big question. I have tackled this question also, I will tell you, very successfully. Now, the dividing line between ritual and non-ritual is very subtle. Anything and everything can be turned into a ritual. And everything and anything can be turned into a non-ritual. It all depends how you handle the thing. How much with love you do a thing. The same thing done with love today, if it becomes mechanical tomorrow, then it becomes a ritual. But if I continue to pour my love in it, as I started it, then it remains always fresh and doesn't turn into ritual at all. So, ritual and non-ritual are not the two distinct objects that can be placed before us. It depends upon how we feel about it, how we act upon it. A certain way of doing a certain thing may be a ritual, could be ritual and could be non-ritual, depending upon how we handle it. That is the whole position. Then in that way, Baba said that I have come to destroy all rituals. Then why did Baba allow the aarti to take place? I will ask you a question. Mm-hmm. It was not a ritual. We pour all our hearts into it. And even today, at all the centers they perform aarti, they do not do in a manner that it is just a mechanical thing and we have to do it and finish it. Nothing of that sort. They pour all their love in it and they are so ardent about it. So it is not a ritual at all. Yes.
What if some people feel, well, it's a ritual, mechanical for them, but others, say the committee that votes on it, the majority feel, well, it's spontaneous for us.
No, but we are in a group, we must take the group decision.
Uh-huh.
And act accordingly. And if one wants to individualize a thing, then let him go and open another center of his own. What else? No, we have to go by group decisions. In our trust, we do the same thing.
So just because somebody doesn't agree with the group decision doesn't mean they should leave the group?
Not at all. Not at all. That person concerned, even if he feels dissatisfied, and if he says that his suggestion has not been taken into account and not materialized, he should not also leave. That's what I explained right in the beginning. Because in doing Baba's work, he is helping himself. He does not do Baba's work at all. These are Baba's words I am repeating, almost. He is helping himself. He doesn't do my... Nobody need do my work.
When you interrupted yourself, you said when you had done your very best efforts, you had no doubt in your mind, then it was then lived up to Baba.
Yes. Not before. But we have to be very honest in this. Supposing I have experienced such a thing. I got absolutely desperate, put in my 100% effort, and I failed 100%. And I said, I leave it to Baba, I don't want to look at it again. And the next day the opportunity presents and I am able to do that work. This is how Baba helps. When you leave it to him. But not before putting in your best efforts. If you sit quiet, Baba bring me food, Baba brings food. Baba, I can't lift the food. You put the food, morsel after morsel in my mouth, he will do it. Then, Baba, I can't chew. Will you not chew for me? He does it. I cannot swallow. Will you swallow? I cannot digest. Will you digest? This is not the way of asking, Baba. You see, we have to put in your own effort. When you get the food, you start eating. Help yourself. You are not a child. That is it. Your free will, your intellect, is also a part of the universal intellect and the universal free will. You understand, sir, this?
No.
If you do not understand, ask me. These simple English words.
All French, right?
Shall I speak French? Your free will is a part of the universal free will. Is it clear or not?
Adi,
yes.
I saw an interesting Indian proverb this morning that said, ask God for help, but row away from the rocks.
Roll away from the rocks.
Oh, you know.
You understand this?
Yes, sir.
Your free will is a part of the universal free will. Your intellect is a part of the universal intellect. So you have to play your part. Every cogwheel in a machinery, in one big unit of machinery, every cogwheel has to play its part. You understand? So you have to put in your effort. You have to exert. You can't afford to sit quiet and tell Baba, Baba, come and help me. No. And again, the help which he will give, not the way you want or the way you conceive of. He has his own way to help you because he knows more than you. He has the knowledge. I don't have the knowledge. I am in ignorance and I want help. So he will give the help in the way he likes, in the way he has to. A child asks for help from the father, but father helps the child in his own way. You understand this? If the father were to give the child the help in the way that the child wants, he may harm the child. He may not be helpful to the child at all. That is it. Well, supposing a father is shaving with those old big razors and the child stands by near, and he weeps and cries, give me that razor, give me that razor. Now the father says, this child has been teasing me all the time. I do not want to disappoint. Will the father hand over that razor in his hand? He will never do it. Instead, he will take something resembling that razor and try to pacify him and hand it over to him. So the situation is something like this between us and Baba. Because the father knows much more than the child. We, in our ignorance, ask for something and many things. He gives you, but he gives in his own way. I can't insist that he gives in my way. If he does, then it may not be useful to me, because he knows this is the situation. Now, anything has remained, or anything anybody has to express?
Maybe you can tell a story, Adi, about how you ran out of money sending vegetables to Mirabad, couldn't feed everybody, just because sometimes the center is confronted with the situation.
Ah, that is there, that
is. About, you know, they haven't got any money to do anything, and then how Baba comes to the aid.
What happened, sir? The children were running.
Father.
You set right the situation?
Yeah.
Good. When Baba was there, many years, in the early period especially, he made us go through such situations, financial, that you cannot imagine. And all the time we looked upon Baba as the most powerful being, the one who can do anything and everything, and yet we used to smart under the lack or the absence of money all the time. That was his way of doing work. At Mehrabad, the entire Mehrabad family was there, the women were there, the men were there. There was Baba Jan school, there was later on Prem Ashram school and all that, and there were nearly 100 to 200 persons in Mehrabad living. Nobody was allowed to come to Mehrabad, and I was staying in my house 6 miles away. I paid visit once every day or once in 2-3 days, and I was responsible for sending all the provisions for all the persons there. Their foodstuff, all the needs man has, and that was a task. And I had to buy things, I had to do the shopping, send grain in huge quantities to last for a month. When the month was over and the money was not forthcoming, and I had taken on credit from somebody, the man comes at my door and knocks the door and he wants the money. I don't have the money to pay. Anyway, we were men of some positions. He would wait for another 15 days. After 15 days, the money would not come. Again he would come at my door. Again I would give him some explanations and send him away. At the end of the second month, still I don't have the money in my hand. And he comes knocking at my door. Such situations always arose. And we had to face it. I had to face it. Now once what happened, then I used to take loan from people. Persons who knew me, I used to take loan from my father. The Sarosh Motorworks company that was there, being run there by my father and Sarosh, my cousin. I used to take a loan from there. And a time once had come that I had exhausted all my sources from taking loan, for the matter of taking loan from anybody. And for the next day, I could buy even things on credit, but daily vegetables you cannot buy on credit. You go to a shop, and there are poor people who sell vegetables in the market. And you cannot say, you wait and I'll pay you tomorrow. It is not possible. You can buy grains from big merchants on credit, but vegetables you could have to pay cash. Just believe me, for the next day, for 150 persons in Mehrabad, I did not have a single cent in my pocket to buy vegetables. And I got very much worried, where shall I bring this money from? I took all the money from my mother, I took a loan from the company, from my father, and others also, there was no source left. And bills were also overdue. And what should I do for the vegetables tomorrow? And what will Baba tell me? I do not understand. I worried, and thought, and I said, now let me sleep at least for a few hours. Tomorrow morning we shall see. I slept. That I can do, you see. In the midst of the worries, I can go to sleep and sleep. At any time of the day and night, I just lay myself and I can sleep. So that is the one thing good. Otherwise, I would not have lasted all these trials. Trials, you see. I went and slept, and the next morning I got up. Had a bath, had a wash, tea, and I went and sat in my office. And a man comes along. He comes from Bombay. He says, this is Mehr Baba's place. I said, yes, this man. I want to have Baba's darshan, I want to go and see Baba. I said, yes, it is at Mehrabad, 6 miles away. And I shall guide you can go there. But I want to give some contribution. Can I give at Mehrabad? I thought to myself, why Mehrabad, you give it to me? Because I need money very badly. And if at Mehrabad also, Baba would have sent the money to me alone, because I had to make all the payments. And that man pays me 500 rupees on the spot. And then I guide him, he goes to Mehrabad, has his darshan, and returns to Bombay. And I utilize this money for quite a few days for vegetables. Then of course later on the money came. This is not once, it has happened so many times. So I say, difficulties may be there. Baba raises the water up to here, nose. But he doesn't allow the nose to be drowned in water. And that he does, I have noticed, under all dire circumstances. So, the center will come round. We have to go on trying your best. Everything will be there.
Adi, we feel that your coming has really blessed our whole work very much.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I think you've given us all that we
need. I'm very thankful to you for giving attention and for coming from long distances and paying your attendance here. So, this is something wonderful.
Grapes.
I wish they were grapes. Ah ha ha ha, Jai Baba! Jai Baba! Dena, these are the beautiful flowers. What are they?
Orchids.
Wonderful. The whole garland is an expression of your love. I'm so thankful to you. And we pray, Baba, that amongst all of us, we cherish love for each other, for one another, in spite of all the differences and all the dissensions sometimes that may have taken place or in future going to take place. we should all treat our differences and even dissensions and quarrels skin deep, and Baba's love heart deep. I wish it was not put round my neck so that I could have put it around Baba's picture, but I can't do it now. In India we never do it. If it is put round the neck of somebody else, it cannot be put round the picture of Baba at all. It had to go first. Anyway.
Baba wanted me to put it around your neck.
Thank you. But do you know where my neck is placed?
Under Baba's feet.
It is under Baba's sword. Shall we say Jai Baba?
Jai Baba. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba to you all. It was so fixed that Jack Small had to give a talk and I was not to come here at all. But I do not know, after my little rest, I thought of just going round and looking at the different cabins, the meeting hall and the registration room, just by the way. So Jack Small met me here and asked me whether I would talk for a little while. I said, yes, I'll be ready, I will do it. And that's why I come here. And it has been a surprise visit, as much for you as it is for me. In our life, there are many things we design. And according to the design, we just proceed and do things. It is not really bad, because we plan our things and go along the path of our life and come across happiness and unhappiness. We sometimes feel very happy, sometimes miserable. But we should remember that all our planning, all our designs are really man-made. They are not Baba-made, they are not God-made. Baba, who is the personification of God, is always spontaneous. He has to be spontaneous. His work is like the waves on the ocean. We cannot expect a certain wave to flow in a certain direction or to rise to a certain height or to break into so many small waves or ripples. They are all spontaneous. Life is really spontaneous, and Baba's work is spontaneous. That is why the inner work of Meher Baba, about which we heard all our lives from him, and we could see from his the symptoms of his face and movements that he was so much suffering inside and doing the inner work of which we had no idea. And many a times we asked him, what is this inner work, Baba, you do? Will you not tell us? Will you not explain us? We have been all the time looking at you and see those symptoms on your face. Sometimes all of a sudden he would seem to be taken ill, no physical ailment at all, and yet suffering so much inside. I have seen him actually rolling on the ground because of that suffering, and for no reason at all that was understandable by me. And the reason was inner, the cause was inner, And the reason was only for the world. And time and again, we tried to coincide that at a certain moment, on a certain